When you want to talk, you can do it here on The Eric Droz Show.
All right, welcome back. It is 1:48 here on The Eric Droz Show on 570 News. This is the Tuesday Tech Spotlight. And we are in the studio with Marilyn Ma, Communitech Rev Program Manager, and James Francis is here as well, the Chief Operating Officer with KnowledgeHook. And this is a local startup. It's creating a math software to help teachers increase student engagement, which is quite interesting. And we've been learning a little bit more about some of the challenges, and we've certainly learned about Communitech Rev and what they're doing, and that's kind of helping startups scale up after they start up. The whole education kind of industry is very interesting to me because I talk about it a lot. And one of the, and we were just talking during the break, one of the problems, I don't know if you've seen this, but there seems to be people that just think that technology, period, in education is becoming a distraction. And I don't know if you've faced that at all or if you're at that point, but is there a bit of a stigma when it comes to instituting more technology into the classroom?
I think technology is shown itself to be something that sort of grows and then sorts itself out. So there's always a hype, and then then they understand where it fits. And
right.
I think so. Probably there was if I hear that, it's probably there was a big hype that technology was going to solve all the problems. And I don't think and I think most educators are pretty realistic on that. That's not the case. But it's going to. It's now inserting itself in really useful ways in the classroom, and it's finding, I've maybe called the next generation of technology, which is the right places where technology does fit and where it doesn't fit. So I think you speak a good point. When I started business school, I was at Ivy, and it was the first year they gave you computers with the internet, and probably half of my tuition went down the drains on instant messenger, right? That was the wrong way to introduce technology, but we were learning at the time. It was 2000.
Yeah, and I mean, I just think that, you know, people are getting, you know, so much technology from such an early age, and I think a lot of people think that it's adding to distraction and all that, but specifically to KnowledgeHook, I mean, you guys, give me like a realistic kind of example of how this is going to help. How is this... Sure. realistically going to help a teacher engage a student?
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, I think we know that about 5 billion hours a week are spent playing games on computer games across the world. So the question always is, well, what is it that's making these so addictive? Like, it's Candy Crush is a big one, but no one, you know, goes outside and starts crushing candies because it's so fun. So
it started with Brick Breaker, by the
way. Yeah, Brick Breaker. So, but still, you know, I don't think people have to get paid to break bricks normally.
Yeah.
So the thing is that it's taking those and saying, okay, well, math is an important thing. We want students to consolidate their learning. They want them to practice. What if we could use those game techniques and put them around math? And just because they're used to that, I mean, that's the level they're at now. That's paper and pencil has a real use, but it also has, like, they're used to a really highly engaging world. So we use that. And then the cool part about technology is it can help connect like large amounts of information. So when we see things happening in the classroom, like trends happening, there's lots of research out there about what are great teaching strategies to do when things happen. But normally you would have to have remembered the book or been at the PD session.
Yeah.
And we can connect those two together for the teacher and say, hey, this is happening. Like, here it is. It's delivered to you right now. So tomorrow you can to address it. And over time, it makes, you know, helps teacher even become more like more effective. And it makes the classroom more engaging just as a fun place to be as a student because you feel like you're making progress.
And, of course, Communitech is been trying to sell this idea for a part of this and selling, you know, people on technology and all this. I mean, it's important. It's now. It's happening now, right? And I think if people have a position to it, maybe they don't fully understand exactly how beneficial it can be.
Absolutely. I mean, we are working a lot of the times. Our companies even struggle with some of the adoption, even with it's outside of education,
mm-hmm.
there's always the innovators and the
right.
early adopters who are out there. It is, you know, that is part of the big challenge, right? Some people are naturally later adopters to technology and innovation. They've learned the way certain things have always worked this way. Part of that is also engaging them and helping inspire everyone, right, to think more along those lines.
I remember when in the classroom, and I don't know how old you guys are, but I remember in the classroom we had chalkboards, and when the whole whiteboard thing came around, people were like, "What is this? Where's the chalk? Why are we using?" You know, and then the what was the overhead? Not the overhead, but projector. The projector. Yeah. And then that went away. And then we had the, you know, so there was always some kind of pushback, right? And we see that in technology constantly.
Yeah.
Something comes around, replaces something, and there's a bit of a pushback, right?
Yeah. And there's a lot of, because there's so much innovation coming out at such a rapid pace that there's a lot of, you know, new innovation. It's like, I just replaced the system last year. And then now there you go, you're telling me this is like X times better. So that's why people are hesitant, because they only have so much budget to reallocate.
I agree. Why in the education sector, though? Why do you think so much is changing so quickly in the education sector?
Well, I think initially there was just this idea that maybe technology could fix all the problems. But I think really the students are driving a lot of it, too. And there's some really the young, like, well, I shouldn't say young, but I'm excited about, there's a very engaged group of teachers, and, you know, they're on Twitter, they're talking, and they're trying to really push the envelope, because they know that the fight at the front line is how do you get students engaged, and how are we going to grab their attention, because the world's changing for them, right? And what worked for us maybe as kids doesn't work as well today. So they're pushing it, and I think it's probably a combination of both, enthusiastic teachers trying to say, well, where is technology going to fit, because I know it's going to fit somewhere, and students going, just the bar's higher, guys. Like, we gotta, like, I've grown up, I have the internet, and it's if you don't bring it in the classroom, how is this the real world anymore? And that's what they're thinking.
Yeah. And where are you with it right now? I mean, are you working with school boards right now?
Yeah. So we work, we actually spent some time, quite a bit of time with the two Toronto boards, and they were really helpful at incubating us and taking us under their wing. So we learned the ins and outs of it and spent a lot of time in classrooms. And now we're just at Marilyn has said, is that we're expanding, and we're now, I think we have 10 school boards that we're actively looking at launching now for the end part of this year and into the new term. So it's exciting to see that happen, and it's just going through. And it's a new way of doing technology, and they have to spend some time to think about it. And I'm glad school boards don't just jump every second. Yeah, right? Yeah, like, I mean, that would be really discombobulating for everyone too, right?
So. Yeah, I mean, that'd be ridiculous. And I wonder how, I mean, you mentioned the teachers there briefly, but how are you finding that are teachers getting behind this? Are they, I mean, I know that there would be a vocal, you know, you mentioned the leaders, there's people that are always going to welcome this stuff. Yeah. But I'm sure there's people that might be saying, well, what is this, right? I mean, why are we changing things to your point, right?
Fair enough. I think we've been really lucky. There's been some great teachers, like there's a guy, Kyle, and John, they're out near Windsor, and they're really active all across all of North America, actually, at talking about technology in the classroom. And they've really embraced us and taken us under the wing. And there's I could speak to a lot of teachers who there's this active community who wants to see things work. And they've been great. Like, I honestly, every teacher, and I'm sure it's because we get early innovators that are excited, but they've just been fantastic. And every single one of them emails us back after the first year. It's, what are we doing next year? Like, how are we moving this thing forward? So that's exciting. I think the education community has some really great things. I know it's easy to say the negatives, but there's a lot of great things happening inside of that world too.
Sometimes I don't think we talk about them enough. So yeah. I think it's great what you're doing. I mean, it's and anything that we can do, I think, to help our teachers, I think to help obviously our kids, that's very important. I know a lot of people are interested in doing that. In terms of next steps, you're talking about working with school boards now. That's really your focus. I mean, how long are you in Rev for?
Yeah, so it's 6 months in Rev.
Yeah.
I know they'll probably ask us to stay longer, but we probably can't. it's going to be 6 months there. So our next plans are really, we're rolling out across Ontario. We're actually reaching out we're going to offer a parent product. It's going to be driven that way. And then we're moving going to open up to the US. So we have a free product that's been really gone viral, but it's all been Ontario content. So we have US people using it. They're really asking us to move down there and do some stuff. So really excited about the next phases, actually.
Good. So. Very cool. We are right out of time. It's 1:57 here. So Marilyn Ma, James Francis, thank you guys so much for coming in and sharing that with us. And best of luck to you guys.
Sir.
And you, one more time, the website, if people are interested in looking anything up.
Yep. It would be communitech.ca/REVREV.
There you go. All right. Thanks again for coming in, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Stick around. Coming up next is Hockey Central here on 570 News, and then you have All News Afternoons coming up at 3. We're back at it tomorrow morning at 10. By the way, we're broadcasting live from the Legion at Branch 50 at Belmont and Gage Remembrance Day, of course. So be sure to tune into our Remembrance Day show tomorrow on the Eric Drell Show here on 570 News. You're